Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and enjoy this gorgeous day. Hopefully it's as nice where you are as it is here in Maine, where I live. Blue sky. It's going to warm up to be around 70 degrees. A good day to pick apples, and that's what I'm going to do after lunch today. And I hope that you're able to get out and do that. It's a lot of fun. Bring the kids, get some pumpkins, corn stalks. Start to decorate the house for the fall season and start working around the yard. And if you need some help on what you should be doing, then give us a call. It's toll-free. It's 855-660-4261, and we'll all work together to help you. Also, we've been talking the last few weeks about a trip they were planning to Alaska in August of next year. And we have been very fortunate. I have been there three times. And this trip, I have chosen the best of the times that I've been to Alaska. For those of you that have never been, it's an incredible state. And the trip that we have put together is incredible. We start with Vancouver. We go to Victoria and see the Bouchard Gardens, which is an incredible garden. It's a sunken garden. It used to be a sand and gravel pit. And the wife of the owner said to her husband, "You have made all kinds of money, but as a result, you have made a scar in this beautiful land." And to please her, he brought in loam, and he planted the entire gravel pit into a beautiful garden. And I'll tell you, in August, it's at peak. Then we travel on a ship, a beautiful ship, Radiance of the Sea, Royal Caribbean, for a week, stopping in several cities, Juneau, Ketchikan. We see a glacier. Then we're going to get on a train, and we're going to go to Denali National Park, where you will have a whole day to see this incredible national park and the mountains all snow-capped. From there to Fairbanks, where we'll spend a couple of days, and then we come home. But it's beautiful. So if you'd like to get some information, call this number, 1-800-322-9481. 800-322-9481. They'll send you the information. And if you go to my website, paulparent.com, you can get a little bit more information there. And we'd love to have you come, because believe me, if you've never been to Alaska, you're in for a real treat. Let's go to the phone lines. Tom, who's up first this hour?
First up, we've got Peter from New Hampshire with a question about daisies.
Peter, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you this morning?
Great. And you, Peter?
I'm doing well, too. It's an awesome day, and it's going to be a good day to work in the yard. Got a daisy and some phlox that we bought probably about 5 weeks ago, and they've just been sitting there. We haven't planted them yet. And, you know, I'm kind of wondering, I mean, do you think it's, like, too late to plant them now? And if it's not, and I'm guessing I probably still can, like, what can I use to stimulate the roots so the roots can kind of get themselves situated and expanded before the winter hits?
Okay. You can still plant perennials at this time of the year. And I'll tell you, a lot of the garden centers and nurseries are having sales. So take advantage of the sales. And what you want to do is, when you buy a perennial, pull it out of the pot and look at the roots. If the roots are nice and white, even though the top doesn't look as good as it should because of the time of the year, you've got a good root ball. You can plant it. So set them in the ground. Add a little bit of compost or animal manure at the time of planting. If your soil is on the sandy side, then add some soil moist granules to help to retain the moisture. And you had a great idea, being that it's the fall and you want to really stimulate that root system. There is a product called Plant Thrive, T-H-R-I-V-E. And Plant Thrive is mycorrhizae. Mycorrhizae, between now and when the ground freezes solid, will double the size of the root system of your plant. It will get them established and ready for the winter ahead. And for those of you that planted rose bushes this year, it's too late to add fertilizer because you want them to go dormant. But you can add Plant Thrive to get that root system developing until the ground freezes, and that way you'll have a lot less winter damage on your plants. So Thrive, and it's found at your local nursery or garden center. Thank you, Peter. We appreciate the phone call. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Janice from Cape Cod with a question about grapes.
Janice, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Thank you. Good morning. I have a problem with my Concord grapevine. It grew prolifically on the vine part, but no grapes this year. I was wondering, should I prune it now and fertilize or what?
Okay. Was it a new plant this year, or is it there? Has it been there for a while?
Oh, it's been there for maybe 15, 20 years.
Oh, wow. And not one grape came out?
This is the first year with no grapes.
Wow. Well, I would not prune it now. The reason is, if you prune it now, your foliage is still green, and that's full of energy. So you want all that energy to drain down to the root system to be stored for next spring. So leave it alone for now. Let the leaves get hit by frost, turn yellow, fall from the plant. Then you're going to clean it. In the spring, cut it back by a third. Many years ago, we went to France, and we went to some vineyards, and I was amazed at how hard they cut back their grape plants. And then last year, we were visiting my son in Florida, and I didn't realize you could grow grapes in Florida, but you can. And we went to a vineyard near his home, and they cut them back by at least 50% every single year. And that puts all the energy in the spring that comes out of the ground after you've pruned in March or early April. So you want to prune before the new growth starts. All that energy that's meant for a big plant, the plant is now half the size, and the new growth that forms is stronger and usually more productive. So for now, if you want to put some organic food, some animal manure around them, that's great, but don't prune them until the spring and clean the garden after all foliage has come down to make sure there's no fungus that stays in the garden. And then you'll be in great shape for next year. When you feed in the spring, use a fertilizer designed for berries and for like apples, peaches, pears, plums, cherries, slow release, organic, and they're designed for better production. Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of deer scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic. It's biodegradable and will not harm animals and the environment. That's deer scram.
You can have a beautiful lawn and be kind to the environment, too. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. A few simple changes in your lawn care practices, like using Milorganite Goof-Proof Organic Fertilizer, can result in a carpet of green, safe for your kids and pets. Proper fertilization can improve your lawn's health and greatly reduce weed problems. Milorganite's organic nitrogen is slow release and won't damage your grass when hot, dry weather arrives. Use Milorganite for better results naturally. Available where garden supplies are sold.
Now that the gardens are planted, let's feed them with the new Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer from Fertiloam. This 9-59-8 plant food will make your garden explode. Flowers and vegetables will grow like you've never seen it before. That's Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer. This year, let's kill those problem weeds and save some money. Say goodbye to poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, and hundreds more with Fertiloam Kills All. Half the price of Roundup, twice as strong because it's generic. Kills All. Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the pollen with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
If we can help you, the number here is 855-660-4261. It's toll free, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Barbara in Rhode Island with a question about gardenias.
Barbara, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Yeah. I have a gardenia plant that's been out on my balcony all summer. Now, what's the best way to bring it in? Should I bring it in at night and then put it out during the day or what?
On your gardenia, I would bring it in now and I would leave it inside. It should be forming buds.
Oh, it has buds on it.
On the tip. Okay, then you definitely want to bring it in the house, okay? So the first thing you need to do is you want to make sure you don't bring in any insects. So if you have a rose and flower spray or a tomato vegetable spray or any kind of insecticide, spray the plant. Uh-huh. And that will ensure that you don't bring in any creatures when you bring the plant. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Now, set your gardenia in your home where it's going to get as much sunshine as possible. And the reason I want you to bring the gardenia in now is a gardenia is affected with the humidity level in your home. And right now, you're still opening the windows to let the nice warm air come into your home. And the furnace has not begun to run yet. So you bring it in. The air in the home is cool. There's plenty of humidity. And it will slowly adapt to the changes from outside to inside. A month from now, then the heat will kick in and the plant will have already adapted. Now, you will lose some foliage. It's just natural, especially with that plant. So what I have done in the past and have had great results, figure out how wide your gardenia plant is. So let's say it's 12 inches. Buy a plastic saucer, 12 inches in diameter. Fill the bottom of the saucer with stones. It could be marble chip or gravel from your driveway that you wash, pea stone. Fill the saucer with it, and then put your gardenia on top of it. And get into the routine of every morning filling that saucer with water. And what will happen is, when the heat comes on, the water will evaporate, and it will rise, create moisture around the foliage of your gardenia, and that will help the plant to grow better. Now, the other thing, gardenias, if they are in a room with a wood stove, if they are in a room that has forced hot air, they don't like it. And what will happen is, because a wood stove or a coal stove takes all of the humidity out of the air, your flower buds will continue to grow. They'll get big and fat. They'll begin to turn white. And all of a sudden, they fall from the plant. So, keep them out of the room with a wood stove, a coal stove. If you have forced hot air heat, put them in on top of the stones that you add water, and get a mister bottle. Fill it full of water, and every day spray every single flower bud. And I mean soak every flower bud. And if you can do it 2 or 3 times a day, they'll be absolutely beautiful. If you have baseboard heat, no problem. If you have electric, no problem. But if you have gas, forced hot air, you will have a problem.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
September is National Preparedness Month, or as we like to call it, Preptember. So cash in on Preptember savings at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 21% on freeze-dried mozzarella cheese. Save 25% on five of Mountain House's most popular freeze-dried meals. Save 30% and learn how to make bread from scratch with the Wheat Cooking Starter Kit. Save 36% on the new LRP Entree Combo. And save a whopping 46% when you buy 10 or more packages of MRE peanut butter. All at BePrepared.com. Plus, new for Preptember, freeze-dried yogurt bites in five delicious flavors. And Provident Pantry non-fat dry milk is specially priced this month. As always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group Specials during the Preptember sale, now through September 30th. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Gown Club, 855-660-4261 is the number to call, and we will help you to have a great fall season. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Alice from Maine with a question about lilacs.
Alice, good morning. How can we help you with your lilacs today?
Good morning, Paul. Yes, the established wooded stalks have a whitish scale coating.
Okay. The scale coating, are they small, or is it more like a lichen?
Like a lichen.
More like a lichen. Okay.
Yes.
Because older plants will have lichens on them. Scale would be like pieces of rice almost. And if you take your fingernail and you scratch them, then you would get kind of a yellow liquid underneath the scale. If it's a lichen, it's growing on the plant. And normally on mature plants, and they're not hurting that plant at all. They're growing on it. They're growing on it for support. It's like if you go down south and you'll see the Spanish moss hanging from the trees, they're growing on the tree for support. They're not a parasite.
Okay.
Okay, so you should be okay. If there's a lot of them and you want to just kind of take your hand and rub them off, you can do that. But the main thing that would really help the lilacs in the fall is lime.
Lime.
Or else wood ash. So if you have a fireplace or a fire pit in your backyard, then for your lilacs, I mean, you can't put too much.
Mm-hmm.
A plant that's, let's say, is around 8 to 10 foot tall, you could put, probably 8 or 10 handfuls of lime around the base of your plant, work it in the soil, and it will help it to grow better and make more flowers for you.
Great. Okay. Thank you very much.
I thank you, and you have a great Sunday. Thank you for the call. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Judy from Mass with a question about blueberries.
Judy, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for taking my call. I went out to my blueberry patch recently, and one of the canes of the blueberries was on the ground. It seems that something has gone inside of the pith and eaten out this, like, sawdust. It isn't sawdust, but it's like little sawdust granules on the ground.
Okay, then you have a borer in that stem. Did you remove the entire stem?
Yes.
Okay. Is it now? Do you only have one, or do you have several?
It was just one.
It was only on one plant. Okay. Well, what I would do is just kneel down at the base of the plant and look at the stems in that first 6 inches from the ground up for the possibility of holes in the stems of the plant. Because the borer would tunnel his way into the stem. If you see an additional stem with a hole, take your pruner, cut it, and remove it. And the reason I say that is this. If you use an insecticide, you have to use something that is systemic. Something that, when you apply it to the plant, will go inside of the plant to kill that borer. The problem is that insecticide will also be in the blueberries.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you start looking and you're finding a lot of holes in the trunk, what I would do, rather than remove all of these branches, is I would use a product called Tree and Shrub. It's a systemic insecticide, and I would use it now. It will be absorbed through the root system of the plant, taking into the plant, and will kill all of the borers that are in it. In the spring, you will have to remove all of the blueberries that form on the plant because they will contain this product called Tree and Shrub.
Mm-hmm.
But the following year, the product's gone. So you would lose the production for 1 year, but you would kill all of the borers without cutting back and basically destroying the overall shape of your plant. Okay?
Okay, yes.
So if it's only on one stem, take it out. If there's a lot of stems involved, use tree and shrub, and then write it on your calendar that in the spring you're going to pull every berry off that plant so that you and the birds do not get any of this insecticide. The product will last a year, and that's it. After a year, it's gone, and the following year, there's no more borers, and the fruit will be safe for you to eat. Thank you. We appreciate the phone call. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's next?
Next up, we've got Vincent from Mass with a question about rhododendron.
Vincent, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, sir. The question about rhododendrons, I think I know the answer from a few weeks ago. I think it has borers in it. You said scrape the bark back, and if it's green underneath there, there's probably borers.
If there's green, it's still alive. But a borer in a rhododendron will have holes, just like we talked about with this blueberry. Are you losing individual branches?
Yes.
Okay, then you probably do have borers. And you want to use the tree and shrub insecticide, and you want to get it on it now. Now, this is a very unique insecticide. Is you mix it in water. You pour it around the base of the plant. The root system will absorb it, and it will be taken up into the branches and the foliage of your rhododendron, and it will kill all of the borers. And you need to do it now, because it will work from now until when the ground freezes, killing everybody who's inside your plant.
Oh, great. My other question, excuse me for interrupting, but it's about a mock orange plant.
Okay.
I didn't know how to keep it short or anything, and it's getting pretty leggy. It must be 7 feet tall. When the new shoots come out, they're a couple of feet long, and I cut them back to about 6 inches. But over the years, it looks like it's wearing a top hat when it flowers and the leaves come out. I don't think you can cut those all the way back and have it live. How short can you cut those new shoots that come out every year?
You can cut the entire plant back by one-third. In the spring, but you'll lose your flowers, or wait until it's done blooming and then cut back the plant by one-third to control the height and spread of your plant, because it's going to get bigger. I have seen them like 8-9 feet tall. And the problem is, when they get to be that big, if you get a heavy, wet snow,
yes,
the plant just flattens out, and you get a lot of broken branches.
Yes, mine is so tall I have to keep it tied up in 3 or 4 places.
Okay. But wait until the spring, because, again, if you do a lot of pruning now on it, It's the plant is in full leaf, the leaves are green. The green means that there's energy in that foliage, and you want that energy to drain back down into the root system of the plant to be stored for the winter. And then in the spring, you can chop it back. You'll lose a few flowers, but at least you can control the size of your plant.
Okay, the only thing for the first, like, 5 feet from the ground up, there is no flowers or leaves whatsoever.
Right. But that first 5 feet is covered with what they call backup buds. They're there.
Oh, okay.
They are not noticeable to the eye unless you look very, very closely. And they're there in the case of an emergency. And when you cut it back in the spring, before the new growth begins to form, those dormant buds, those backup buds, will activate and they'll make brand new branches, and you'll have foliage that will form on the lower portion of your plant.
Oh, great. Then that means I'm not going to lose it.
No, you will not lose it, believe me.
Could I ask you one more question? I hope it isn't too personal. What part of Maine are you from?
I live in Kennebunk, which
way
is
up there.
Southern
okay.
Maine.
Yes, yes. I'm a Mainer. That's the only good thing the Commonwealth of Massachusetts ever did. In 1820, it let Maine become a state.
You better believe it. We are on our own, and we love it.
So do I, and I'm at that age where I'll be moving back there soon.
Thank you
for all this beautiful information.
I appreciate the phone call. Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
When it comes to lawn care, most people think that fall is shut it down, close it up, and pack it in season. But actually, the opposite is true. Hi, I'm Ashton Ritchie of the Scotts Company. The fact is, just about anything you do for your lawn right now will do more good than at any other time of the year. Fall is the best time to feed and the best time to seed. That's because fall is when conditions are perfect for root growth, the foundation your lawn needs for the entire year. Feed your lawn now with Scott's Winter Guard fertilizer, and you'll strengthen your lawn from the roots up. Seed your lawn now with Scott's Pure Premium Grass Seed, and you'll give the new grass its very best chance at establishing healthy roots. So, put down Scott's Winter Guard and Scott's Pure Premium Grass Seed this weekend. You'll be glad you did all next year. Find out more at Scott's.com.
If you want your lawn to be as green as it can be, why not use the best grass seed you can buy? Jonathan Green Black Beauty Grass Seed is a revolutionary breakthrough in turf grass breeding. Black Beauty is naturally dark green in color and has roots that can grow up to 4 feet deep into the soil for superior drought tolerance. Black Beauty grasses also have a protective waxy coating like you'd find on an apple, which preserves moisture and shields your lawn from turf disease. Overseeding your existing lawn with Black Beauty will quickly improve the appearance of the entire lawn. Insects such as chinch bugs are the bane of any lawn's existence. Black Beauty grass seed contains naturally occurring organisms called endophytes that repel insects and reduce the need for using chemical pesticides. Help your lawn reach its full lush potential. Black Beauty grass seed by Jonathan Green. Eco-friendly, carefree, for the best lawn in town. Available at your local hardware store or garden center.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
My name is Angie, and ever since my daughter had alternating diarrhea and constipation, she suffered from hair loss, listlessness, and was stunted in her growth. After getting her onto two supplements suggested by NutriPath Stephen Heuer, she has improved dramatically. Her stools have normalized, her hair and her body are growing again, and she is beaming. I credit the majority of her improvement to One World Whey.
Children love the taste of One World Whey, and their growing bodies are getting nature's best source of protein. Evidence shows that non-denatured whey protein powder is a better source of protein than meat, milk, or eggs. If you have finicky children and you want a protein that will support their growth, energy, and healthy brain function, One World Whey is a must for you to try. Kids prefer it over junk food. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Every GCN listener deserves low-cost, high-quality survival and preparation products. Get yours now at campingsurvival.com. For example, save on the Life Straw personal water filter for only $19.95, or the Water Bob emergency 100-gallon fresh water system only $24.95. Get one for every bathtub in your home. And Bridgeford Foods tasty ready-to-eat MRE sandwiches start at only $2.95 each. CampingSurvival.com is a convenient one-stop shop with over 17,000 urban wilderness and preparedness items, supreme customer service, very low shipping, and no games. We search the web to make sure we have the lowest prices. And remember, CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran-owned. Do business with the authority on survival since 1956. CampingSurvival.com. Want more savings? Use coupon code GCN at checkout for a 5% discount. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Perrin Garden Club. Tom, let's go right to the phone and see who needs a little bit of help with their garden.
Next up, we've got Eleanor from New Hampshire with a question about blight.
Eleanor, good morning, and welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. It's always such a pleasure when I get through and I can talk to you.
Thank you.
Paul, I've got a real dilemma, and I'm just hoping you'll tell me what to do about it. I have two big gardens in my backyard. I have marvelous soil. I live in New Hampshire, so I've got kind of a rustic setting. And I have two big beds, and since I can't do it anymore, I open them up for people to come in and have vegetable gardens. And it's been really fun. I've had some lovely people here. The problem I'm running into is that I'm being told by some of the people around here that have gardened for years, longer than I have, that you have to weed a vegetable garden, otherwise, after a while, you get in trouble. And they don't weed very well, and I've asked them to. I had blight 3 years ago, and of course, blight comes in, and then, you know, it ruins the crops and all the rest of it, so it's almost a wasted year. And then the next year, we're okay, and I keep asking them to weed and keep it well taken care of. And they do some, but not enough. And finally, we had blight again this year, and I never used to have blight. And so I'm asking advice around here, and what they're telling me to do is have them clear everything out of the gardens this fall, rototill it, and then plant winter rye, and then rototill that in the spring, and hope that I can stop the blight. How do you get it out of the soil, Paul, once it's in there? And am I asking too much to ask them, you know, because the weeds are really prolific down there, and they weed around their plants, but go around the borders and in between the rows. The weeds are almost more flourishing better than the plants themselves. And I just don't know what to do anymore about it.
Okay.
And I'm
hoping
you... Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. If you can... the thing that I would do is I would sit down with all these people and say, you know, I'm allowing you to come on my land and plant a garden, and I, you know, I'm not charging you. I'm enjoying your, enjoying you coming into the yard and enjoying to see the garden be used again. So this is what I want to do. I want you all to come and set a date for October and have them all come in and rake and clean the garden and then rototill the garden. And maybe you can get one of the men that is there to rototill and then level off the garden, and that will give you a fresh start. At least it will kill some of the perennial weeds that are there. Plant the winter rye. By planting the winter rye, it will increase the organic matter in your soil. It will make the plants grow even better for you next year. In the spring, you'll let it come up to be about 12 to 18 inches tall. In mid to late April, you mow it, but allow the grass clippings to stay there. Rototill again, and then have them plant. And say to them, listen, here's the deal. You want to grow in the garden, you're going to keep it clean. Because disease survives on weeds. Disease is encouraged by poor air circulation. So, if you have a clean garden with no weeds, the air can move, and that keeps the foliage dry, and it prevents fungus. If you water that garden at night, if you allow weeds to develop, then you're going to have a problem. So that you're going to have to set the rules for them to use your soil. Okay? So you need a team effort to clean, rototill, and prepare for next year. And then you want to use the soil, these are the rules. If you want to eliminate disease, you got to keep the weeds out. So spend some time.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.